Did you know that a lot of people suffer from abandonment issues and they don't even know it? Abandonment can come from so many different situations in our lives, but some of these abandonment issues stem from things that we least expect. Well, in this episode of Affirming Power Podcast, we're going to find out what abandonment is, how to unravel it, and how to learn how to overcome it. Hey, y'all, this is your girl, Crystal Benford with Affirming Power Podcast, and I'm so glad you are joining me on here. So whether you are listening on your favorite podcast platform or whether you're looking at this on YouTube, I just want to say thank you for your support. By the way, if you are listening on your favorite podcast platform, make sure to follow. And if you're watching me on YouTube, you know, I need you to subscribe. If I can get my words together, subscribe, like, and also share, because sharing is caring. And if you feel the need anytime during any one of my episodes, feel free to comment. But let's get into this abandonment stuff, okay? Let's get into it. Here's the thing about abandonment. You see, I'm jumping right in, right? Here's the thing about abandonment. A lot of times we don't even know that we suffer from it. And some of the things that we do in life as adults, especially if abandonment took place as in our lives as children, we do some things unconsciously as adults because of these abandonment issues that have been embedded into us by past experiences. Ooh, honey, let me tell you, this is something that we have got to overcome, okay? So first, I like to do this. I like to jump right in and talk about the definition of these words, because I think we get more power and more understanding when we know the definition of something than to guesstimate what we think we know about a word. So let's talk about this abandonment and the meaning. So this is from the dictionary, of course. And listen, this is what abandonment means: to cease support or look after someone. Desert is another word. Desert, not dessert that you eat after dinner, sugar. We're talking about to desert someone, to go away. Okay. Another one is another definition of it is give up completely, a course of action, a practice, or a way of thinking. Okay, this abandonment is real, you all. Okay, this abandonment is so real, because not only have we experienced it like ourselves, like it's being done to us, but there are certain things that we do where we jump ship or we abandon it. Okay, when you originally think of, or when you think of abandonment, what are you thinking about? Well, what comes to mind? I know for me, immediately when I think of abandonment, I'm immediately thinking about a child who was abandoned by a parent. So there is an absentee parent that is not in their lives, that walked away either before birth, during birth, after they were kids. And then sometimes maybe when they grew up, maybe the parents got a divorce or whatever, and they felt abandoned by that parent that they're no longer living full time with. So there can be all different types of abandonment, but we're going to jump into some examples of abandonment. And one of the examples I just gave, okay, you know, I kind of gave it early, but one of the examples I gave for abandonment was when a child is abandoned by a parent. And this can cause such deep-rooted issues in us as grown-ups, because we don't understand that even though you might not have understood abandonment when you were younger, you might not, maybe you weren't raised with a father, like I was not raised with my father in the home, but you were not raised with that mother or that father in the home, and it just became a way of life. And to some of you might feel the sting of that abandonment still, but to some, you might not feel the sting because it became the norm. It became the norm for you to have your household the way that it was without that parent. And so you feel like, I can't miss anything I didn't have. But here's the thing. The family was designed to have a mother and a mother and a father. And you know, to be in the home to parent the children, because the father and the mother can give two different things that the other can't give that makes a rounded connection or a rounded environment for that child, right? So when you are missing one of those links in your household, then guess what? There are some underlying issues that begin to take root in you. Okay. And then not only that, but with abandonment, your perception will change. And right now I'm just talking about childhood abandonment. Like if a parent abandoned you when you were a child, childhood abandonment. And so some of those things begin to take root, like maybe insecurities, maybe you may have felt, or some people may have felt you weren't loved enough for that parent to stay. You know, especially people who are dealing with where a parent took their own life. That's got to be hard, because that goes to an even deeper root of why a child is feeling like I feel abandoned, but they're not knowing the word abandoned, but they're feeling like they were not good enough or they were not loved enough for that parent to stay, whether it's through death or whether it's through they just walked away. So when we're talking about this abandonment, like I said, the first meaning was cease to support or look after or to desert. When we are looking at abandonment, it is hitting the root core of our beings so deep that when we grow up with these oak trees of insecurity. We grow up with these oak trees of not feeling good enough. We grow up with these oak trees of not being good enough. Did I just say good enough? Okay, maybe I did. But not being important enough or not being loved or not being, you know, maybe perfect in so many ways. And so that person did not stay in your life if they left voluntarily. And so what happens is we find ourselves subconsciously or unconsciously doing actions in our lives in different types of relationships, whether it's friendships, romantic relationships. We find ourselves feeling anxiety and tense in those relationships because subconsciously we feel like, oh, this person may leave. We might not even know it. It might be an unconscious reaction. So what happens when you feel like that, when you feel like you're scared somebody's going to leave, you're going to overcompensate. You're going to be clingy. You're going to be jealous, or you're going to be overbearing. You know, all these things can run people away. I know it would run me away. Somebody was clingy and like, hey, where I go, where you going? You know, listen, it can cause so many issues, and not just issues with, say, for example, if a spouse, parent left out, you know, or was removed out of your life as a child, then it starts making you perceive that this is a possibility. So you go on through life, you go on through these relationships waiting for the shoe to drop, if you will. Okay, waiting for that shoe to drop, waiting for them to abandon you at any minute, and you're living a life of anxiety and fear. Okay, anxiety and fear. None of these things we should be living in, because not only does anxiety and fear not make you feel good emotionally, it can begin to tear down your body. It can begin to repel people or to push people away. It can begin to make you shut down fight, flight, or freeze. I hope I'm saying those right. You know, it can make you go into one of those different things where you're not able to fully function in life properly as an adult to give love, a healthy love to others, and to be able to receive a healthy love from others without expecting the worst. Okay. So let's talk about, like I said, I already gave one example of abandonment, being left by someone, whether it's a parent, a love, a friend. Friends can just disappear and walk out of your life, honey. I know. Okay. They can walk with no explanation. They just totally ghost and disappear. A friend can make you feel like this. A love of your life can make you feel like this. They just decide they don't want to be with you no more. And then I want a divorce. And you thinking everything is gravy, or either it could be a boyfriend, girlfriend, you know, and you thinking that everything is good. And then they're like, yeah, I don't want to do this no more. And you like, well, what happened? I mean, what? I do wrong. That's the first thing it comes to. And what happens is when you're abandoned, it begins to tear down that secure portion of you, of who you should be, being confident, being secure. It begins to tear that down, and then you begin to question yourself. And then what happens is you begin to question yourself moving forward into the next relationship. And as I said earlier, you overcompensate, trying to give over and above, because you're scared that, this person then just walked out of my life. So maybe I wasn't good enough. Maybe I was the issue. So I don't want that to happen again. And let me tell you, the worst abandonment issues is when somebody walks away from you that you love, honey, and they do not give you an explanation. They just disappear. They just disappear. This is something that you cannot control. Okay. You cannot control. If they walked away, there's no explanation. You might not ever get an explanation from that person, but you have to learn how to, I'm about to jump ahead. I'll just throw this little one out there because I'm going to cover these in the end, but you have to learn how to not let other people's issues be your issues. You have to learn that. You have to learn, as much as it hurts, as much as it is confusing, as much as it will make you question yourself, you have got to learn how not to blame yourself for somebody else's actions. Okay. Listen, here's another abandonment, honey. I was raised in church. I've seen this, child. Here's another abandonment issue. Okay. Or another example of abandonment is being abandoned by a leader. And this can be a pastor, a minister, or some type of mentor. This can be a boss at a job, you know. And what I mean by being abandoned by them is like maybe you were expecting them to support you in a decision, or support you in something that you said or you stood up for. And maybe they agree with you behind the scenes, but honey, you got out there in the front. Okay, you got out there in the front and you started speaking your mind, and honey, they was looking at their shoes because they just completely left you out there high and dry, you know. But there is a lot of abandonment in the church. There is a lot of abandonment in corporate, at jobs, when leaders do not stand up for their employees or the people that are up under them. There is a lot of hurt feelings and people, you know, not understanding why people are walking around angry because they feel like that they were not supported. Let me tell you, abandonment is for real, y'all. Abandonment is for real. Now, let me put this out there. For those of you that say, oh, I have my mama and my daddy in my house and my life was good and all my jobs were good for you, then we're not talking to you, okay? We're talking to the people that want to be real with themselves. And as quiet as it's kept, you might have had a mama and a daddy in the house, but just because your mama and your daddy was in the house don't mean you still didn't feel abandoned because they didn't spend the proper quality time with you. They didn't love on you. They didn't nurture you. They were just existing in the house with you. But there was still abandonment. There was still abandonment, even in conversation. Don't want to have conversations with you. Don't want to talk to you about stuff. You know, it's just y'all just existing, just bodies in a house. That is a form of psychological abandonment. Okay. And if it goes even deeper, not just psychological abandonment, there can be spiritual abandonment. So thinking that people, because people are in your life as a body, as a human being, doesn't mean that you are not abandoned on those other two levels, psychologically and spiritually. So, and the reason why I'm pointing this out is because when we do not want to admit, or when we do not come into the realization and the truth that we are experiencing abandonment, then we will continue to go through these cycles, okay, these cycles of life that keep putting us in one bad situation after another. It could be bad. You keep attracting the wrong type of people to you, or you keep acting a certain way towards people. You know, it's just rinse and repeat. And it's become, they become bad, unhealthy. That's the word I'm looking, not bad, but unhealthy, which is bad, I guess. Unhealthy relationships. okay? Because there are unhealthy practices because you have experienced some type of abandonment that was planted in you. It could have been a year ago. It could have been when you was a child. It could have been when you were a baby, because babies, things can be planted in babies too, okay? When babies are not, they don't know what you know now, but you know, they don't know what you know, but they feel, they are, the babies are discerning. Just like, you know, a baby get around certain people and the baby just start crying. You're like, what in the world? This baby don't never do this. But that child is doing it around that person and don't like them. So, you know, babies are discerning. So whenever it happened to you, that there is a seed that comes from abandonment. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. There is a seed that comes from abandonment that is planted in you. And if it is not taken care of, and instead, and I mean taken care of as far as it being demolished, okay, but instead you are sowing and you are pouring and nurturing that seed through self-doubt, through insecurity, through hurt, through anger, and you're nurturing that seed of abandonment. It grows up into oak trees of dysfunction. Okay, oak trees of dysfunction. Now, if you've seen a real oak tree, if you haven't seen one, you need to look it up. Oak trees ain't no punk. They be around for centuries. Okay, and their trunks are so large that you can't just take a chainsaw and just think you're going to cut it through by yourself. Now, oak trees are humongous. They are some of the hardest, some of the toughest wood out there. Okay, toughest wood out there is durable. So we don't want things to be growing and blooming and scaling up in us, growing up in us, because it came out of dysfunction, and then we're feeding that with more dysfunction. We're feeding that with negative energy. We're feeding that with negative emotions about ourselves. We're feeding that with a bad perception of what things are, because abandonment has been planted in you. So we're going to talk about how to overcome this. Let's talk about uprooting these old trees of dysfunction that have come from abandonment. Okay, let's talk about it. So like I said, I kind of touched on it a pinch, okay, earlier, because, you know, I sometimes like to jump ahead of myself. Right. So uprooting abandonment, let's talk about it. If you were a child, and there was somebody that abandoned you. Now, like I told you, I don't mind transparency, honey. Like I told you, I was not raised with my father in the house. My father has never been in my life, okay? And I feel like, okay, well, I don't know him, so okay, it is what it is. But my mom told me a story about when I was a little girl and I saw the other kids being picked up by their parents. And I asked my uncle, because my uncle told my mama this story, and my mama told me. But I asked my uncle, I said, why don't I have a daddy to pick me up from school? You know, and he said it just broke his heart. He started crying. You know, and so you don't, like I said, you don't realize that these things affect you. And so when I went through life, I noticed, now some people deal with abandonment issues in different ways. Some people are very promiscuous. That wasn't my thing. You know, some people get on drugs because they're trying to fill a void that should never have been there. Some people, I don't know, do other kinds of addictive behavior, you know what I mean? Or either find themselves leaning on the wrong type of people. In my case, it was like, subconsciously, not even knowing, I was looking for father figures, you know, father figures. I wasn't calling them by daddy. I wasn't doing nothing like that. But, you know, looking for father figures and trying to, like, subconsciously be a good daughter to these father figures, whether it was at church or whether it was in my corporation and it was my bosses. And I mean, I was great at everything. I was, I got all the praises until I realized that, hold on just a minute now. This is something right. I know that I'm good. I'm good at what I put my hands to. You know, I'm good at whatever I was involved in church. I was good at whatever I was involved in corporate. You know, I was great, and they praised me and they loved it. But God had to reveal to me that you are dealing with some abandonment issues. You are trying to figuratively use these leaders in your life, like I said, church and corporate, because it happened in both realms, and you are trying to What you're doing is you're placing them like fathers. You're treating them like fathers. Like I said, I wasn't calling nobody daddy. We wasn't doing all that. But, you know, you're treating them like fathers. You're trying to please them like a child would please a father for validation. Okay. And that could get really dangerous and that could go really opposite in the worst way. Okay. So God had to reveal that to me. Now that was my thing. You know, God had to reveal that to me. And I'm just going to tell you, ask God to reveal it to you what your thing is. But God had to reveal to me that that was something for me because he needed to uproot and tear down some strongholds in my life because of an abandonment I had no control over that happened before I was born. It happened before I was born. And so what happened? I went into this lane of treating my higher up males as father figures, okay? And trying to do everything right. What in the world? And God's like, no, I need to tear that down because I need you to know that I'm your father. Whether you had a father in the home or not, I am your father. Ain't no human man can be a father like I can be a father to you. And it took years for him to tear that down. It took years for God to uproot those things in me and then have to build my self-confidence. Because when you are going through abandonment, remember I said your self-confidence is challenged. Okay, you start to self-doubt yourself. You start to go into people-pleasing. You start going into approval addiction, which, honey, I got some episodes coming on that, okay? But you start to go into all these different things that are not healthy, that are not of God. And before you know it, you're not even yourself. You're not even who you are supposed to be that God created you to be. So if you were a child and there was abandonment, then I'm going to tell you the first thing that you can start with. Understand that it was not your fault. There was nothing wrong with you. It was not your fault. It was a decision that that parent made or that person made to walk out of your life or not be in your life when you was a child. Understand, I'm going to say it again, understand that it was not your fault. You had no control over that as a child. And if an adult walked away because they thought you was a bad kid or something like that, that's absolutely stupid. Okay? So no, their abandonment it has nothing to do with you. It has to do with that they were flawed individuals. So take that off of yourself. Take that off of yourself that something in you was broken where this person did not want to stick around. Okay. However that abandonment happened, but that it was not on you. It was on them. Another way that you are going to uproot abandonment is that everyone moving forward. Okay. Everyone moving forward. You have to know this. Everyone moving forward is not that person that abandoned you. So this is if you've gone through any type of abandonment, even as a teenager, a kid, a young adult. So let me put it like this. From the moment that you can remember things, from the time that you can start remembering things or remember things at your youngest age, whoever walked out of your life, whoever took their life because they didn't want to stick around because they could not bear it all, whoever walked away from you, guess what? You are not to treat the people that are coming into your life as the person that abandoned you. Let them come into your life everybody, like what they say in school, everybody gets a, everybody starts on the same place. Okay. I can't think of the words, but everybody's starting on the same place. So clean slate. Thank you. Clean slate. Okay. Give that person or these people that are coming into your life, let them start with a clean slate, not with the stigma that this person is going to abandon you like the other people did. Oh, I know. Oh, honey, that thing got to talk to me first, child. Okay. That is good. That is good. And don't forget to leave comments and like, y'all. But, make sure, because what happens is, make sure you're not doing this, because what happens is you're going to push people away. People that are meant to be in your life, if you don't push them away, they are going to start to have negative feelings about you or towards you. You don't want to be the person that people look at their phone when you call and say, not today, Satan. You don't want to be that person, okay? You don't. Let the people that come into your life come into your life with a clean slate, not as a potential abandoner. Is an abandoner, is that even a word? Okay, well, I made it up, so we're just going to stick with it. Okay, just don't treat them like they are going to abandon you, because you're already starting that. And try to be conscious about that. When someone comes into your life, whether it's a friend, whether it's a love interest, when someone is coming into your life, don't look at them. Make sure you are checking your heart and saying, okay, do I think this person is going to abandon me? I mean, real talk. And then you have to check your heart about that, because you don't want to ruin good people that's meant to come into your life. You don't want to ruin those people because of your issues that you don't want to deal with. Okay, so remember, everybody coming into your life, they're not that person that left you. They're not that person that abandoned you. Another way that you are going to uproot abandonment is know you can't control what people do, and don't take on their issues. Like I said earlier, you cannot control if a person decides to walk out of your life. If a person decides they no longer want to be your friend, or no longer want to be your love interest, your parent, whatever, and they decide to walk out of your life, you can't control what that person does. And while you can't control what that person does, you are not to take their issues of whatever they're going through and put it on yourself. If they did not stick around, there's a reason that they didn't stick around for them, okay? But this does not take away who you are. You are an amazing person. God, if you're hearing my voice right now, or you're watching my face, however you're looking at this, honey, then you are here for a reason, okay? And don't allow whoever abandoned you to steal from you the light and the joy and the love and the confidence and the self-confidence. Don't allow them to steal any of your good stuff because of their issue. Those are their issues. You have to learn to let it be their issues and stop taking the blame. Stop grabbing onto other people's issues and carrying it like you're Christ. Honey, no, you're not Jesus Christ, okay? He bears the problems. You can't do that. So let their issues be their issues and free yourself. Free yourself, knowing that I can't control what people do, whether I agree with it or not, whether it hurt me or not. I cannot control what they do, and I am not going to allow their issues to be mine, because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. All right. Now, listen, the last one, okay, the last way that you are definitely going to be able to uproot this abandonment issues, if all these things you feel like you need something a little deeper, a little more, is get professional help. I know that sounds like shade, and I don't mean it, because I am an advocate. If I'm a mindset advocate, I cannot not be an advocate for therapy. Get some professional help, because they have been gifted to help you to work through those traumas, whether hidden or not hidden, so that you can live a life of freedom. That's what this podcast is all about. Living a life of freedom, getting your mind right, getting your soul right, getting it so that your life can be right. It can be what it was intended to be, which is blessed and prosperous and wealthy and healthy in every aspect. Okay, so get professional help. It is okay if you need help. It used to be back in the day where people that had to go to therapists, psychologists, psychiatrists, they were deemed as crazy. That we're not in that day anymore. We're not in that day anymore. It is nothing wrong to have someone in your life that is completely unbiased. They know nothing about you except for what you tell them, and they are able to help you work through these hurts, or help you work through these traumas, help you work through all these negative things that's been binding you and holding you back and making people run away from you and going through these cycles over and over and over and over. There is nothing wrong with that. And if you have a, like I said, I would prefer you to go to somebody that is licensed, like I said, a therapist, psychologist, psychiatrist, something, a psychotherapist, somebody like that. If you want to go to a minister or your pastor, you can. But the only reason why I don't want to really say, go to your minister, your pastor, because these people are licensed by law where they can't tell your business. Okay? They are licensed by law, honey, where they can't tell your business. I mean, that book is sealed, honey, signed and sealed. Okay, so they can't tell your business. Now, the preacher, he might get a hold of something, honey, and decide he want to do a whole sermon on it, not saying your name, but putting all your business for. Okay, I know I went too far. I didn't go too far. I'm just telling the truth because I seen it happen. But honestly, this is a time. This is your time of freedom. Abandonment is one of those hidden things that are in so many people and they don't even know it. There's physical abandonment, spiritual abandonment, psychological abandonment. There are so many different types of abandonment that have been growing with so many people, and they are struggling in life, and they see in themselves going in these cycles over and over and over, not knowing that a seed was planted in them when that abandonment took place, even if they weren't even born yet. And that abandonment took place, honey. And they wonder why they're going through all this stuff. Like I said, there's three types of abandonment. Look at that. If you're not sure, ask God to reveal to you, is there any abandonment in my life, God? Reveal it to me and heal me. And like I said, therapists are real good with that because they can dig and drum up, you know, pull up stuff, honey, that you either suppressed or you forgot was there or you knew was there and you didn't feel safe to talk about nobody, talk about it with someone that you knew. But I'm telling you, this is the season for healing. Some things you will not be able to experience on the good side if you don't first tear down the bad side. Clean your soil, y'all. Clean the soil, meaning that trees and things that grow up, negative and good, come from soil. Weeds come from the same ground that flowers come from. All right. So clean your soil however you need to do that. And let's get free of these abandonment issues. Abandonment causes so many traits and actions of self-doubt. I mean, not self-doubt, self-sabotage. We already said self-doubt, but different traits of self-sabotage, okay? So many things from abandonment causes self-sabotaging behavior. So even if you're trying to break cycles of things that you're doing to yourself, or you're doing to others, let's be honest, you're doing to others is because of that abandonment. And you're trying to fill the void, or either you're lashing out in fear and anxiety. So let's get free, y'all. And by the way, look, if you haven't gotten it already, get my book, Avoiding the Self-Sabotage Trap. You can get it in ebook, or you can get it in a physical copy. Just go to www.avoidselfsabotage.com. And you know I got the link for you in the description, so just click it there. Don't forget to like, share, and comment. And if you're listening on your favorite podcast platform, thank you for joining Affirming Power Podcast. And don't forget to follow. All right, guys. So I will see you on the next episode. Talk to y'all later. Bye.